were beaten by the raid. And we are yet to
won't recover together. Fully, you know?
Oh, we can't recover fully after such a unfortunate and well-delivered knockout against us unexpectedly. And see, we are yet to fully recover. I believe sooner than later,
we'll be recover.
Definitely recover. That's politics.
Yeah.
It's a game of politics.
Becca, unexpected, yes. I mean, in there, I will personally, you know, and agenda, they will be lost by this magnitude.
I, honestly, the first, I didn't believe that we will lose, okay. Irrespective of the
challenges
and hurricane of wind that coming all over the world against the incumbent government because of challenges that economic challenges that many of them are facing. Near in there, but call this because we have thought that we've recovered suddenly and that things were improving and therefore Ghanaians will understand, but it came unexpectedly, honestly. But not just that, but the extent of the
defeat, no?
The defeat itself, and more so the number of seats that
we need
to have
lost.
To me, it's a bit mind-boggling, but that's politics for you.
Yeah.
It teaches us some lessons. Never say never. And the fight until the bone is completely
rotten.
See, let's live with that.
Yeah.
We will recover soon, as I said.
But for somebody like you, no, what they or surprise you, because as acting chairman for the NPP, I also deliver another historic win, because what we need 50 plus seats from the NDC, taking your seats to 169 in 2016. Yes. Ain't any replica, even though ain't a bit huge than 2016, you know.
This was, we never imagined that it would happen like that, and that we are moving forward. But like you said, you know, techie about what the board sometimes
what the turn or that boba
what the boba somewhere and only enter the dominance in this game, provided you hold solidly the institutions and that which we all operate. I'm talking about political parties,
yes.
And politicians,
yes,
provided we stabilize our institutions and work and direct, and I'm the Kanfu will be there. What's the Mber Wunzinkado?
Wunzinkado, yes.
See, it will be at the back of our mind. And see, it will happen to any politician, to any party, to any grouping. Provided you make up your mind that if it happens, you take it in your stride.
Yeah.
And I believe that's what is going to happen to us. We will definitely regroup. We will definitely pick up the pieces and then we'll find our way.
You find your way.
Find our way.
But for our now, we're a part of the older generation of party leaders. The criticism has been there when the party was handed over to you, by you, and I don't mean you as a national executive member.
As government?
By party, you as...
in government.
Yes. So, actually, the generations are part in our film, and from the Odoi size number one time, Alajete number one time, we can say the Waba and the Waba Awonso one time.
Yeah,
you,
right.
The Nana Akufo-Addo,
of course.
This is the state you are leaving the party to the new generation, and a horrible state.
It's I will be a bit careful in adjectives, you know, horrible and all that kind of stuff.
The result shows.
Your election, your query.
Okay.
Now, we did say, and in our campaign, we stressed it, and indeed, maybe people did not pay heed to it, but we were coming from circumstances of the COVID and the Iranian war. It was a very big your friend, an impact on all governments, not our government alone. And if you cast your eyes around the globe now, a lot of incumbent governments, you know, had the blow. They were swept up in India, UK,
US,
name it, even South Africa. It had to be, it could be that sometimes in leadership of parties, or I'm talking about of the government, they have the brunt of anger, and they want to call demonstrations, and want to everything else attack. You face the brunt of it. That's the price of leadership. Some can recover, others go down there, you know, with the blows. And this is what we saw. We thought we could do that, and beautifully. And I might say that another down quarter did well. That by the third quarter of this year, the economy was on its feet. You know, 7.2. Some thought the figures are even a friend and a.
Like we are manufacture figures.
Massaged also, but this is from statistics.
The Ghana Statistical Service.
Services, and nothing has been done about that. We didn't do that. Ghana has not the style of doing that. See, these are the realities. If you lie to yourself now, you one way or the other you'll be exposed over time. But that's not the case, and. The city even which had